United States of America. Stand by, American. Here's mail call. One big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear. In answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. As you all know, each week a different star is invited to be the master of ceremonies of mail call. This week's invitation was extended to one of your favorite performers, that great radio and picture star, Edgar Bergen.
Thank you very much, Harry, and hello, fellas.
Hello, fellas. Nice of you to ask me down.
Charlie.
Huh?
Just a moment here now. Maybe you didn't hear what Mr. Von Zell said. The invitation was extended to me.
You don't say.
Yes. And I brought you along just out of the goodness of my heart.
Do to hell.
Yes. It's just that I like to have you around, that's all. You're my major domo, my confrere, my aide-de-camp,
You're a meal ticket.
Yeah, yeah.
Be that as it may, Bergen, I'll be glad to help you.
Well, thanks for the kind offer, Charlie, but I really don't need your help. I've had lots of experience as an MC.
MC?
Yes.
Mildewed Casanova?
No. You shouldn't have said that, Charlie. You know, I've always felt that we were, well, that we were pals, Charlie, that I could depend on you.
Uh-huh.
And that you could depend on me.
Yes.
Yes.
This has got to lead to something.
Yes. That we were closer than mere friends. We were real buddies.
Yeah.
Real buddies, deep down.
Yes. Don't get any of this on you, folks, don't you?
Ours has been a perfect partnership. We belong together.
Yes, we do.
Why, we go together like spaghetti and meatballs.
Yes. And we know which one is the meatball, don't we?
Well, let's have no more of this now, Charlie.
Oh, quit dilly-dallying, Bergen. What are you supposed to do now?
Well, right now, I have to introduce the beautiful blonde singing star, Marion Hutton.
Did you say beautiful blonde?
Yes.
And you have to introduce her?
Yes.
Well, then, by all means, introduce her to me.
No. I'll do nothing of the kind. Fellas, here's the girl that you've requested to sing. Marion Hutton singing the tune you've asked for. Let's do it.
If Romeo and Juliet were living here today, they'd never woo like Shakespeare says, the Willie Shakespeare way. Now, Romeo's in zoot suits, and he really looks okay. Julie's in her bobby sock. And this is what they say. Sponges for pancakes, they say. Do it. Oyster down in Oyster Bay. Do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Cold Cape Cod clams, if they wish. Do it. Even lazy jellyfish. Do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Electric eels, I might add to it, though it's not them I know. Why ask if Shad do it? Wait, bring me Shad roll in shallow shoals. English gold, do it. Goldfish in the privacy of bowl, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. The dragonfly in the reeds, do it. Sentimental centipede, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Mosquitoes, forbid, do it. So does every katy dip, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. The most refined ladybug, do it. When a gentleman calls. What's the use of mothballs, locusts in trees? Do it, bees, do it. Even all the educated.
you, Marion Hutton. Our next contributor to Mail Call is a fellow who is fast becoming one of the most popular singers of our present day. He is a star of his own radio program, and Hollywood has grabbed him for motion pictures. Here he is with a great Latin American tune, Magic is the Moonlight, Andy Russell. Well, Andy.
Bravo, bravo, what a voice. And Bergens, is it refreshing to see a singer with meat on him?
Andy, this is Charlie.
How do you do, Charlie?
Oh, gee, it's nice to meet a crooner. Tell me, Andy, when you think with a girl faint and pass out and swoon?
Well, no, Charlie, not really.
Well, when they can sing, they swoon.
Charlie, they do not.
Well, now, now, they get a little sick. tell me more, Andy. When you walk down the street, do the girls whistle at you?
No, Charlie, of course not.
They can whistle at you. No, no.
I do nothing of the sort. There may have been a time when I did that sort of thing, but I've stopped all that.
Yeah, well, you have to. Every time he whistled, it took him 20 minutes to stop his pit-a-tooth from spinning.
That'll be just about enough out of you, Charlie. Now, I want you to behave yourself and learn how to act properly around here.
What are you, an MP or an MC?
this week, as well as every other week, the Armed Forces Radio Service has been flooded with requests for the most sensational group of instrumentalists that has ever grooved fortissimo. They're here tonight to give out with one of their finest concoctions, Eddie Haywood and the greatest little band in the land with Just You, Just Me. Asking for more, boys. So how about slipping right into Duke Ellington's fine composition, I Didn't Know About You.
Thank you.
dream of you. You know, that was a romantic song.
Yeah?
Yes.
Do tell, Bergen.
Yes.
So, you know, you're pretty chippy this evening, aren't you, Bergen?
Well, I do feel pretty gay, Charlie.
Yeah?
Yes.
What's the matter?
Oh, there's nothing the matter, no.
No?
No.
Is it... Well, what's that stuff you got on your coat there, on the lapel there?
Well, that happens to be perfume.
Porte?
I say it happens to be eau de cologne.
No.
Yes.
Eau de cologne?
Yes.
Smells more like an afternoon in a glue factory. Hey, what's that? You're pretty sharp, aren't you? What's going on, Bergen? Well, what's up?
Well, you know who's our next guest on Mail Call, don't you?
Yeah.
Well,
Inga Bergman, that's right. What's so?
Well?
Are you kidding, Bergen? You and Inga Bergman?
Yes, yes.
Why don't you give yourself up?
No. Well, what's so unusual about me feeling a little romantic?
Yeah, romantic.
Yes.
Well, nothing. Only, aren't you swinging after the ball went by?
Oh. All right, so I'll admit I'm not a college boy.
Well, thank you. That's nice of you.
Yeah. But there's no harm in trying to recapture my youth.
No. Recapture your youth.
That's right.
First, you better try to recapture your middle age.
Oh, no. My dear boy, age is not everything. It's how you feel. That's what counts.
Yes. How can you say that? You who've been going steady with a hot water bottle.
No, really.
Harry, how do you like this guy, Bergen? He thinks he's going to get someplace with Ingrid.
Oh, really, Charlie? Aren't you a little optimistic, Edgar?
Well, confidentially, I thought maybe you boys would help me.
Help you with Ingrid Bergman?
Yes.
Are you mad?
Well, I thought I might even go as far as, make it worth your while financially.
Oh, well, now that's different.
Yes.
Tell us more, good looking.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know personally. I've always been on the side of truth and fair play.
Oh, no.
Unless there's something in it for me.
Yes.
By the way, how much is there in it?
Well, I'd planned on giving you 50 cents apiece.
Okay. But you'll get just what you pay for. You know, cheap is cheap, buddy. Yeah.
Hello, Charlie.
Ingrid Bergman, here she comes.
Oh. Well, Ingrid Bergman.
Hello, Charlie Wally.
Oh, hello, Ingy Wingy.
Hello.
Charlie, remember the 50 cents. The 50 cents, remember.
50 cents. I've made the dumbest deal of my life, right? Ingrid, we've got a TL for you.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Ingrid. We know someone who likes you very much.
He's crazy about you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Tell me more about him. What's he like?
Here's who we go to work on, then.
Well, Ingrid, this fella is... Well, he's... Oh, you wouldn't believe it.
Oh, no, stop teasing me, boy. Who is it? Is he unattached?
Unattached? He's practically falling apart.
I suppose he's dark and handsome,
Certainly.
Watch it, honey.
Well, he's handsome in the dark.
Yes.
No, not at all, really. He's a fine figure of a man.
Yes, he has a nice figure. If you care for avocados.
Tell me more about this little man. Is he the athletic type?
Athletic? Is he athletic? Ingrid, he once swam across the Mississippi River.
When was that?
The day they put in a toll bridge.
You know, I like a man of interesting moves. One who is quiet and conservative one moment and glamorous and dashing the next.
Conservative one moment and glamorous and dashing the next.
Yes.
Well, he's a convertible model.
Yeah. With a slightly worn top.
I hope he's well-read and student of the classics. Does he know Shakespeare and Tennyson? Is he familiar with Lord Byron?
Is he familiar with Lord Byron? Well, only last night they had dinner together.
Charlie, he's dead.
No. He always looks that way. You mean Byron?
No, it isn't fair to keep me in suspense any longer. You must let me meet him.
Well, no sooner said than done. Oh, Bergen.
Here I am.
Hello, Eastwood.
So, you were the one they're telling me about.
Yes.
Miss Bergman, how do you feel about our flight?
It's no use. But no one can say you didn't try. Really, I admire you boys for your loyalty.
Oh, well, thank you, Mom.
Yes, so think you'd do all that for a friend?
Yes, for a friend. And 50 cents.
Oh, so that's it. You were doing it for money. Now I'm really disappointed in all of you.
Oh, well, after all, England...
Oh, what I wouldn't give to meet a man who was just himself. Frank, honest, unassuming...
Hello, everybody. Hello, Miss Bergman.
Oh, hello, Mortimer. You know, I was just saying I'd like to meet a man who's down to earth, someone who is really simple.
Well?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I got what it takes.
Mortimer, come over here.
Yeah?
Come over here.
No, I'm close enough right now.
No, you're not. Come over.
No.
Well, I won't bite you.
I wish you would.
Really? Oh, no, stop. You don't let me, Mortimer. I only want to hold your hand.
No.
Please.
No.
Please, don't break it. Please hold my hand.
Why are you going to do it?
Why not?
Well, I'll hate myself in the morning.
Mortimer, what's the matter with you? How can you be so stupid?
Well, I got a priority. Oh,
Mortimer, haven't you ever been out with a girl?
Well, sure, I had a date once.
Oh, where did you go?
Well, I'll tell you, we sat on the front porch in a swing.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, did we swing. Oh.
Well, what else did you do?
Well, I looked at her and... Huh? She looked at me.
And then what?
Well, shucks, ain't that enough for one night? You know.
Well, fellas, that seems to bring us to the end of another mail call. As much as we regret bringing down the final curtain...
Pardon me, Edgar. May I add another word?
Why, certainly, Ingrid.
I just wanted to send a special welcome to the new Armed Forces radio station somewhere in Egypt. We are proud to add this important link to the greatest network in the world, which brings entertainment to our servicemen and women, wherever they may be. Good luck on your opening day, and congratulations to the station personnel. Captain Jack D. Borse, Sergeant Bob Most, Staff Sergeant Al Nagy, Private Earl McCoy, and Whack Corporal Ruth Ebner.
I didn't know you could do it, Ingrid.
Well, thanks, Ingrid. I know those fellas in Egypt are really thrilled at a welcome from you.
I'd like to add a word, too, Bergen.
You would?
Uh-huh. One little word to Ingrid. Ingrid, dear, why don't we fly away together to Egypt, just the two of us?
Huh? Why, Charlie?
Well, there we'd be, you and I, out under romantic desert sands, all alone.
Oh, no, Charlie, how could we be alone with that mean old swing? He would be watching us all the time.
Oh, I'll get rid of Bergen. Now, Charlie, I'll go sit on a pyramid, Bergen.
That's it, fellas. The end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, Ingrid Bergman, Andy Russell, Marion Hutton, the Eddie Haywood Sextet, and yours truly, Harry Bonzell. This program was arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.